Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the strangest thing I've heard of, but it actually correlates with something that's going on right now in my life. So there's this new thing people are talking about. It's called smell dating. Have you heard about this?
What?
Smell dating.
Is that like when you smell someone's hair?
It's I guess so. You're embracing somebody's scent and then deciding whether or not you're attracted to them based on that solely there. It's actually trending in different parts of the world right now. And we got a phone call about this last week. Anna and Raven, Raven's actually, or Anna's off for the next couple of days. Producer Sean is here. So, the concept is that basically you smell somebody like not perfumed, not like deodorized or anything like that.
Like
you smell somebody
scent.
In their natural element. They call it smell dating, and they can do it like group dating too. So they'll put like, you know, 40 people get together out in a courtyard. I mean, it'd probably be outdoors. It'd be better than indoors. But they have these smell dating events. It's big in Russia. I read the story. It's big in Russia. But the reason I bring it up is I'm not somebody who, like, and my wife will always ask me to wear cologne. And I don't really wear cologne or anything like that anymore. And the truth is that just because, like, when I'm outside, I don't like bugs around me, you know? Like, I got out of that. There was a time where I wore plenty of cologne or whatever, and then I got away from that. And my wife, you know, if she puts on a lotion or anything like that, the bugs are on her. So I just don't do it. But it's been hot. To be fair, all right? And, last week, golf tournaments are going on all over the place. I had a golf tournament. She had a golf tournament. We were, ironically, at separate golf tournaments the same day. And it was a hot day. And it's a long day out there, right? And she told me that when she got home, that she's pretty sure her friend's husband may have licked her neck when they were saying goodbye. And I was like, come on. I was like, first off, Alicia, you're a grown woman. You know when somebody's making a pass at you. All right. You know when somebody. So are you telling me that I need to go knock on somebody's door and blow up your friend's life right now?
Lick his neck back?
Or, you know, what? Well, that's not what I had in mind. It would have probably been a conversation, some sort of confrontation, which is, you know, hey. Lick your own neck, that kind of thing.
How can you even do that?
I mean, it's a statement that doesn't even make any sense, but it's emotional. I'm emotional at the time. Lick your own neck, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Lick your own neck, of your wife's neck, that you, right. So I said to her, I said, you're a grown woman. You know what it is when somebody makes a pass at you. I said, did he lick your neck or not? She goes, I don't know, because he like lifted me up and was like, all right, good seeing you. He's just like, and then I felt the tongue on my neck, and I was like, well, wait a minute, like an inch of tongue? Like, did the tongue come out? Was he expressing himself, like shaking you up and down in the air?
Did it start from one place and go to another?
Also what I was asking.
Was alcohol involved? Like, there's a few factors here.
She's like, if he was making a pass, it's the most disgusting thing that could be happening after a day worth of golf. But I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, we're just primal. We're all animals. Essentially, my wife stood in as a salt lick on the golf course. And it's not really even her fault. If you listen to this smell dating thing, I mean, people are out there. They're hot for this stuff.
Smells and licks, man.
I tell you what, lick my wife's neck again, though, bro. And it's on. Because then I'll know it ain't a mistake.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.